the rucks, Lee, the model surrounding the two big ruckmen and the evolution of that. What have you made of it?
It is interesting. I remember almost 20 years ago now when the Lions were winning some premierships, we used to play two big ruckmen and one of them would virtually play on the bench. So in other words, it was just all, not quite 50-50, but say a 60-40 on the ground, off the ground, not so much playing in the forward line. And it is really interesting. I mean, we know Richmond won their premierships back in 17 with Nankervis in the ruck, and Grieg almost jumped around as just a very small second ruckman. But it seems like, I mean, the Ryder-Marshall combination, the team's right up the top of the ladder. Or the top eight. And the Melbourne, I mean, Gorn and Jackson, a really good combination of two big ruckman types, both. And I'm talking about how they do the ruck, particularly the centre bounce ruck work, because that is becoming more and more critical, because centre square clearances, if you can set up clearances, then, you know, you set up field position. So Gorn and Jackson, I mean, Brisbane have now got McInerney. They got Darcy Ford up from Geelong, and at least he's a mature sort of big ruckman who can compete. Ryder Marshall may be the best of them all, I guess. Now, but even Richmond are playing Nankervis and Solo. And while, you know, they'll get into the forward line a little bit, mostly they're almost playing ruckman off the bench. Sydney got Hickey and Laddams. But it is kind of, in the evolution of it all, the one thing that is an issue, Geelong haven't got that. Geelong have got Stanley and Blitzarves mostly, and on certain days, their athleticism and mobility will be really, really valuable, but they're always going to be fairly moderate in their ability to play centre-bounce ruck work against the real, real big duos. So I think it's an interesting sort of watch in what the best teams are putting out there right now.
I think with all the ones that you touched on, Lee, Darcy Ford, although young, can show he can hold his own as being the second or third forward. We see with Jackson, majority of his time in his first 40 games was as a forward.
Yep.
And now Max Gorn's, you know, they're sort of sharing that. But they're hitting the scoreboard. And we saw that on the weekend. Soldo and Nankervis kicked three between them. And that's the problem with Geelong. Stanley and Blitzarves at different stages don't hit the scoreboard, because Blitzarves they use to roll back. Stanley is not a big goal kicker. So it's only effective if they actually assume the role as a forward, not being a ruck sitting forward. They've actually got to play as a forward.
Yep. And of course, the other one is Carlton. I mean, Cripps was even actually doing a bit of ruck work. DeConing is, I mean, with Pittnett out injured, sort of Carlton a little bit make do, aren't they, in the ruck position. So, but I just think that having a really big, powerful ruckman in there all the time by playing two in the 22, I think it's working well currently.